Blog Talk Radio.
Mama Etta, Etta.
Good afternoon, friends and family out there on Mama Etta's Corner. I hope you're doing well today. Right now here in Las Vegas, it's 59 degrees and sunny. That's cold to me. And they're talking about snow this week sometime up in the mountains. Who knows? But down here in the valley, we'll be cool. Anyway, today is special. I have a special guest in the house. A young lady that I know her mother, and I know her mother well, and you do too. I have in the house today Miss Keisha Jackson, the daughter of our Millie Jackson, the one and only. There will never be another Millie Jackson. How you doing today, Keisha?
I'm good, Mama. How are you?
Well, you know, for an old lady, I'm hanging in here. I'm hanging in here. You know, you've that's all I can do. You've done some great things on your own, and I've read a lot about you, and I don't see anything where you are carrying on legacies or anything like that. You're doing your own thing, and that's a good thing.
Well, I think that I'm in the business, so I think that's carrying the torch in itself. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a vocalist, there are certain expectations people are going to have, and there are certain, you know, I mean, I sound like my mama, you know, even when I talk, you know, my voice tone sounds like hers. I don't sing like her, but I sing, and I, you know, I make no bones about, I look just like her, so the torch is being carried.
Okay, and she's going strong, so we're not really trying to keep a legacy alive because the legend is alive. I love her. I love her. She's a great woman. But Keisha, growing up, you know, now she's always been a very explicit woman in her mm-hmm. music and in her everyday, you know, actions. And mm-hmm. so how was that growing up?
Well, I mean, that was home. You know what I mean? That was mm-hmm. home. People make judgments about it. People have things to say. I mean, I just feel like people raise their kids the way they want to raise their kids. It's not up to outsiders to say what that should or should not be or what that standard should be. There was no – we had a happy home. We had an honest home. We had a real home. And that was – to me, that was great. That was home. So I assume – you know, as a child, you only know what you're surrounded by. So that's what – that's what it was. That's who my mother is. And it wasn't embarrassing. It wasn't anything that I felt like, you know, was, I kind of thought, honestly, all of her friends, your friends are just like you. You hang around like-minded people. So because, you know, her friends, her colleagues were often her friends. And so you're talking about the Isley Brothers. You're talking about Ray Goodman and Brown. You're talking about, so these are people that were at the house all day. She's cussing, they cussing. So that's just what people do, in my perspective as a
right.
child. That's just what people do, you know.
And most people, you know, hanging out with or being visited by the OJs and the Isley Brothers and Ray Goodman and Brown, I mean, that these are people that are legends, you know, also within the R&B field. And these are the,
uh-huh.
you know, like I'm an OJ fan from my heart. Okay, I love
yeah.
every song they do, and but
every
to be day. Able to sit around and just party with them or be around them every day like you were, how did that feel? I mean, you had to go to school. I mean, did you say at school, well, Ronnie Isley was at my house today, or was it just a normal everyday occurrence?
It was just a normal, I wouldn't say everyday occurrence, but it was a pretty regular occurrence. So it was,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was understood that if it was someone's birthday, or my mother is a cook, And so, and she always has been. So whenever she said she was going to have a party, everyone knew that they were, we knew everyone was coming over. We knew that they were expecting, she was going to cook. She was going to lay it out. They were going to have a good time. You know, she was going to have her Heineken, you know, and it was just going to be good
right.
times. Every day party loud, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting at the top of the stairs, peeking downstairs because I know I'm not supposed to be in the mix. You know what I mean? That's just, but to me, those are the same stories that I hear my peers say. Oh, I grew up listening to your mother's music. My mother, they would be partying in the basement and I would be upstairs or kind of tucked behind whatever, whatever, because I wasn't supposed to be listening. You know what I mean? So, but for
mm-hmm.
me, it really wasn't that I wasn't supposed to be listening. It was just that, you know, I'm the only child in the mix, and get your tail upstairs and get out of grown folks' business. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand. I live that as well. I know exactly what you're talking about. And you really want to have fun with the grown folks, but we've always been sent upstairs to do our homework, watch TV, or just watch the four walls.
Uh-huh.
So you started young, though. You started singing young, huh?
I did. I started singing background with my mother during summer breaks. I mean, I was in school, so I would
mm-hmm.
go on the road with her, and I was doing concessions, selling pictures and cassette tapes, and later on CDs. And remember those roses that used to have the light in it? They used to have to twist at the
yes,
bottom.
Yes, mm-hmm.
yes. I used to sell those, you know, in the audience. So and I got a percentage of my sales at the end of the weekend or at the end of the night if it was only one show. And, you know, that's what I grew up doing. So I was on the show. I was on the road selling roses and pictures and stuff like that. And then, you know, during summer breaks and stuff like that, you know, she would call me up on stage all the time randomly. I could be in the audience selling roses, and then she'd call me, and I'd have to shoot up to the stage and sing whatever the heck it was that she decided that she wanted me to sing at the moment, you know, on the
right,
stage.
Right,
right. But I mean, I start singing on the road with her regularly during summer vacations and, you know, holiday vacations and spring breaks and stuff like that whenever I was at school. And I was able to actually get on the bus and with the band and travel with them. And then after that, you know, by the time my spring break or whatever was over, it was back to school for me.
I hear you. I understand. And then growing up, you becoming an adult, I understand you toured with a lot of the best, the Grammy Award-winning people, like DeBrat and Faith Evans. You've been out
mm-hmm.
On tour with Outkast. Those
yes,
are my babies there.
I toured with Faith Evans. I didn't tour with DeBrat. We actually did a song together. And,
okay.
You know, and we're very cool because, you know, she's here in Atlanta.
Right.
But, yeah, I toured with Faith Evans. I toured with Raphael Sadiq. I toured with Angie Stone. Toured with Erykah Badu for 11 and a half years. And then toured with Outkast for, I'm still with them pretty much. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not touring right now. But if they were to crank something up, then I would definitely be there. So we did like a 20-year anniversary tour 2 years ago. And that was a worldwide tour. And that was, you know, 47 cities. It was pretty great. We were out on the road for almost a year. So I was with them for pretty much 15. Right now it's 18 years and counting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. But I see also that you've done a lot of TV, you know, Letterman and all of those. What was that about?
Yeah, well, with performing with artists, you know, when they have new albums coming out or a new record that comes out, every time a new single gets released, then you kind of do the whole circuit. You do the whole TV circuit. You do the daytime TV like your right now would be The View. And then you would do your nighttime TV, your Letterman, your Leno, you know, Dave
right.
Chappelle when he was out, Chris Rock when he was out, you know, and you just go down the line. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. And so every time an artist that I'm working with has a new record, then that's just what we do. And when those artists are up for Grammys or American Music Awards or MTV Awards or BET Awards, then we also have to perform at those those particular award shows.
Well, we've talked about different artists and what they do and how they sing. I want my friends on the corner, on Mama Etta's Corner, to hear you. And this happens to be a song with that once I listened to it, I played it over and over again. I really, from my heart, friends and family, I like this song. I'm going to play it for you now. This is Keisha Jackson singing Give You My All.
Spinning around and round, I've been looking up and down, left and right, trying to understand how do I fit in this crazy thing called life. I try to do what makes me happy, 'cause the worry only spoils the fun. The best I can do, if I make number two, we shoot for number one. And when it's all said and done, I wanna give you my all. You know that.
You just heard Give You My All by my girl, Keisha Jackson. Keisha, where can my friends and family find this song?
The song is on iTunes. It's on iTunes, and it's on Amazon.com. If you go to my website, KeishaJackson.com, you can find links there, and you can download it.
All right, everybody, that's KeishaJackson.com. You can go there because I know you'll want this tune because I love it. I really, really love it. One thing about you do vocal coaching, I understand.
I am. I'm a vocal coach in the industry. I prepare people for performances and showcases and American Idol. Well, not anymore because American Idol's not on the board. But The Voice,
right.
And, people come to me, and that's what I've been doing. I've been doing that since the year 2000, but it's really kind of kicked into gear over the last 3 years. So I would say from 2010, really 2010 till present, that's kind of been a major source of income for me. That's it's been keeping me quite busy.
You think you can teach me how to sing?
I don't know if I can teach people how to sing. I might be able to teach you to carry a tune.
I can already carry a tune. I just can't sing. I got to be naked and the water got to be running. You think I was Mariah Carey in there.
That ain't none of my business.
That's my Jersey girl now. She lives in Atlanta. Well, I want everybody to know she is a Jersey girl like Mama Ella.
Yep.
And so when she said the Osleys, and I knew all of them, Ray Goodman and Brown, lived around the corner because I'm from Hackensack. And so I remember those days, and I miss them. I really do. In fact, I miss the music of maybe I'm just old-fashioned and really can't get into the computer sound that's coming from the studios. But, I'm trying to, go with the times. I can't be a dinosaur all the time. But some of the music I hear today, I try, but I just can't get into it. But, that's my issue, moving right along. I understand you and a couple of other ladies have a radio show.
Yeah, we have a radio show called Soul Sisters. It's myself, daughter of Millie Jackson, along with Yama Brown, the daughter of James Brown, and Isaac Hayes, and Heather Hayes, the daughter of Isaac Hayes. So we have a radio show called Soul Sisters. We play soul music, the era of our parents. So we don't just play our parents' music, but we play soul music of that era. So you're talking about anywhere from the early 1960s all the way to mid-85. That would be, the guts of our parents' era. And that's what we play. And people love it, and I love it because it's just a place that you can go and listen to exactly what you want to hear. That's what I really love about internet radio. So it is on the internet, but there's also an app called Dash Radio, D-A-S-H Radio, and you download the app, and we're on a station called Pure Soul. And we air on Thursdays from 5 p.m., 5 to 7 p.m. It's approximately 2 hours. There's replays of the same show twice a week, which is on Saturday at 2 and on the following Tuesday at 5 as well. So, and that's a lot of fun because we were already friends, but we quickly realized that we have so much in common because of our upbringing. We didn't know each other as kids. We met each other older. We have kids. Well, Heather doesn't have any children, but, we were already established what we're doing in life, and we met each other and just, there's kind of a common thread that all of us kids kind of have that sometimes, for lack of a better word, I don't want to say regular people, but children outside of the industry don't really understand. And so it was a sisterhood that happened immediately. You know what I mean? And so we just decided to do a radio show and just kind of talk about our perspective on things, And our perspective is very much like everyone else's perspective, but when it comes to certain things, we look at certain things different ways.
All right. Now tell us again how we can listen to your show. Now
well,
download the
radio.
App Dash
you can download
Radio.
The app for Dash Radio, D-A-S-H Radio, or you can go online and just log on to dashradio.com, and we're on the Pure Soul station. So that station is all music, all soul music, that era, and we just have a show. So that station is that era, 24 hours, 7 days a week, but we have our show 5 to 7 on Thursdays, Tuesdays, and 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Dash Radio.
All right, I got it. And I'm sure that my friends and family there on Mama Etta's Corner will tune in and listen, because, you know, that good old soul music from back then is still in most of our hearts and our minds. We did some wild things to that music, trust me.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear my mama's story either, so I don't want to hear yours.
Let me ask you this. Your mother is quite a character. What is one of the funniest things that she's done that you can speak about or will speak about?
That's kind of hard for me. I mean, honestly, I'm pretty open. It's kind of hard, though. I mean, because you got to talk to this. I've been with this woman all my life, so it's kind of hard to pick out a moment off the top of my head. I will say that, you know, she has, and it's funny because when I talked to her this week, she told me she did it this week. And I was like, what? So she has a part in her show where she uses the Heineken bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes the Heineken bottle. And, you know, she turns it upside down, and it's in her mouth, and it's going in and out, and the Heineken bottle foams up. And she says, every time I do that, he does that. And I swear to God, I don't care how old I got on stage, I could not. Oh, my God. I just felt like I wanted to bury my head every time she did that in front of me. That's not something you want to imagine your mama doing, but she was doing it on stage, and the audience would lose their minds. And it's so funny because she had a gig in Detroit just this past week, and she was talking about how there were just a few sound issues or whatever, and she had to, you know, she had to lose time, and the people loved it. And I said, oh, well, that's great. And she said, you know, I did the bottle trick. I said, oh no, I just don't even want to. I don't want to talk to you about that. I don't want to see that in my mind. I don't want to talk about it. I feel like I'm scarred for life.
That's so funny. That is so funny. You're a nut too, though. I see.
I get it honest.
You get it honestly. I understand that. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, Keisha, you said you have children?
I do. I have two children. I have one 25-year-old girl, and she's graduated already from college, and then I have a son that just went into college.
25?
Yes. She's 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she just graduated from college?
Well, she graduated from college 2 years ago.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
Well, actually,
That's a wonderful thing. I know you're proud of both of your children.
I absolutely am. They're good kids, man. They're good kids. They're pretty straight and narrow, very conscious kids, though. Know what's going on in the world, you know, and behave accordingly. You know what I mean? They ain't no punks. They, you know what I'm saying? They say what they mean, and they mean what they say, but they're very respectful. I love them. I'm very proud.
Wow. Well, you know, you, I'm sure, say what's on your mind, and we all know that your mother does. And so I guess it's in the genes. It is really in the genes.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you and your other two soul sisters decide to go on the radio? And specifically do old soul music.
Well, old soul music, I mean, to me that was, well, to all of us really, that was just kind of it was a given. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to be on the radio representing anybody else's music. You know what I'm saying? The music that I love and the music that I grew up with and the music that I respect the most is the music of our parents. So, you know, so that was kind of a given. Like, that was across the board, not even really a discussion. We already knew that that was what it was going to be. But when we went, you know, we met each other, Isaac Hayes Jr., you know, he handles the Isaac Hayes estate. You know, he was doing some stuff with his dad on with South Park, you know, and so and so he's gotten into radio before, you know, before Isaac even passed. Like, his father was kind of showing him the ropes of certain things, because, you know, Isaac himself did Sirius. He had a radio show, I believe it was on Sirius. And you know, so he had a radio show. He had this radio show called Pure Soul on Dash Radio. And he said, you know what, I want to add another dimension to my station on Dash Radio. What are you girls? Because he sees us. We meet for lunch. He kind of witnesses us kind of talking amongst ourselves and, you know, and acting silly like, you know, women do. And, you know, the three of us have very distinct personalities, and he just thought it was a great idea for us to come together and maybe, you know, do a radio show and do talk radio with music, and it just seemed kind of like a no-brainer. So when he brought it up, we all signed on. It was like, hey, let's do it.
Well, I'm going to listen to it, and I'm sure my friends and family will also listen to it and get it loading the app on our phones. We'll be standing on Mama Etta's corner jamming, listening to your station, listening to what you're playing. Listen, we have a couple more minutes. I want to ask you another question. You know, you were born in the business, but there are so many young people who just want to get in the business. Every young black man I meet, he wants to rap. But anyway,
right.
do you have any suggestions how they could go about doing it?
Well, it's kind of hard. You know, there's no one road to the music industry. I mean, you know, like when my mother came up, it was, you know, at any given moment, you could be singing somewhere and be discovered. You know, it's the same way. I mean, but it's a very saturated business. So it's definitely not to discourage anyone from doing it, but it is to tell everyone interested in doing it, no matter whether it's rap or R&B or whatever genre of music they want to do, that they're going to have to be true to their craft. They're going to have to do it seriously. Like, there's a lot of competition out here. There's a lot of people that are coming to labels that are already, you know, there's no artist development really with labels anymore. So people are coming already packaged, already, they already know how to sing, they already have their look, they already choreograph, you know, they already know how to do choreography, they have management, they're already getting shows. And so today, a lot of it is based on social media and social media following. You're not going to get a good following if you are not true to what you do. Now, what you do could be sound like trash to a bunch of other people, but you could have, you know, over 20,000 followers, and, you know, obviously you've got something that people are attracted to. So my advice would be to stick with, you know, get yourself, brand yourself, and stick with that brand and stick with it. You know, unfortunately, people are disillusioned by videos and by, you know, a lot of times when people do interviews, they're like, oh, you were discovered on, but that person that was just discovered, quote unquote discovered, has been doing this for a very long time. That particular person, whether it was Puffy or whether it was, you know, Dame Dash or whether it was L.A. Reid or whether it was, they weren't discovered just because that's
overnight.
That person just discovered them, but they were doing this, right? They could just start doing this overnight. They were seen, but they've been doing this for years and years and years, and that's what people are going to be attracted to. You can't, when people see your skill or your talent and say, oh my God, he's really dope, she's an incredible singer, she's amazing, he's amazing, they're not finding, you're not amazing the very first day you start. You're not amazing
now,
the very first week, the very first month, the very first year. You become amazing from
well,
having,
Keisha,
doing over and over and over.
Well, I thank you so very, very much for the advice, and I thank you for your interview. Mama Etta is signing off, and
alrighty.
We
thank
hope.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and we hope to be able to talk to you and see you again. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Mama Etta.